This is a commitment he has given in the course of the campaign to say that under him there will be a very strong engagement with the neighbors in order that they bring them to the table and take a common position against the terrorists that have been causing so much havoc in the sub-region.
In the heat of the campaign, candidate Buhari was quoted as saying that foreign troops on Nigerian soil is a national disgrace. Does he still stand by this, or is he going into Niger and Chad with something new?
Well, let me say that, you know, that he served in the army, as you know, rose to the rank of a full general and had served as head of state. He knew the type of army that he left behind. His disappointment is not so much that we had the people from neighboring countries coming to assist. No. Disappointment is in the fact that this is an army that has established its reputation globally, from the Second World War to all of the regional conflicts on the continent and other parts of the world. Here is an army that has caused stability in Liberia, in Sierra Leone, in several other countries. That's where his disappointment came from.
Chad and Niger have complained of lack of cooperation from Nigeria. This kind of strained the relation between these two countries and their armies as they are trying to fight Boko Haram. Would Nigeria, under President Buhari, promote a more cooperative engagement with these countries?
In fact, you are going to hear more of that from his speeches tomorrow to Niger and the Chad the day after. Certainly, this is the basis upon which this
I read a survey where they talk about the challenges confronting President Buhari, among them being unemployment, also the frequent power outages that Nigeria experiences. Is the president ready to take on these challenges?
Absolutely. We are talking about the plank upon which he campaigned. The issue of security, job creation, you know, which is tied to the overall recovery of the economy, and of course, the war against corruption. These are the major plans on which campaign, and you are going to be able to see action along these lines.
I know you said you have not probably seen this new video by Boko Haram, but also there was a Boko Haram attack. People would say President Buhari has inherited Boko Haram, and now it's up to him to do something about it, something that during the campaign you criticized President Jonathan for.
2 days in office has been devoted to no other thing than the issue of security. And you know that he has charged the military high command to relocate the command headquarters of the war against terrorism to Maiduguri, that is the Borno State, which is the theater of all of this.